Harper Via and Harper Audio present The Details, a novel by Ia Yenbiri. Translated by Kira Yosefson. Performed by Julie Maisie.
1. Johanna. After a few days of the virus in my body, I come down with a fever, which is followed by an urge to return to a particular novel. It's only once I sit down in bed and open the book that I understand why. There's an inscription on the title page, made in blue ballpoint and inimitable handwriting. May the 29th, 1996. Get well soon. There are crepes and cider at Fira Knu. I'm waiting until we can go there again. Kisses. They would prefer to be on your lips. Johanna. It was malaria back then. I'd been infected a couple of weeks prior by an East African mosquito in a tent outside of the Serengeti and fell sick once we were home again. I was admitted to Hudiksvall Hospital and nobody could understand why all my results were off the charts. When at last they gave me the diagnosis, the doctors lined up to get a look at the woman with the exotic affliction. A fire blazed behind my brow, and I woke at dawn every morning at the hospital from the sound of my own breathing and a headache unlike anything I'd ever experienced before. Following our trip to Tanzania, I'd gone straight to Helsingland to visit my grandfather on his deathbed. Instead, I fell ill and nearly died myself. I spent more than a week at the hospital, but by the time Johanna gave me this novel, I was curled up in our bedroom in Hergestien, where they had taken me by ambulance via a liver biopsy in Uppsala. I don't remember the results, there's not much I can recall from that summer, but I'll never forget our apartment, the book, or her. The novel disappeared inside the fever and headache, fused with them, and somewhere in that mix is the line that runs all the way to today, a vein of emotion electrified by illness and fear, which is what propels me to the bookcase on this afternoon to find that specific novel. Ruthless fever and headache, fretful thoughts crowding behind the eyes, the whooshing of impending distress. I recognise it all because I've experienced it before. The boxes of useless painkillers on the floor by the bed, the bottles of sparkling water I guzzle without any reprieve to my thirst. The images start rolling the instant I shut my eyes. Horses' hooves in a dry desert, dank basements full of mute ghosts, big vowels screaming at me. It's the full standard menu of nightmares I've had since I was a small child, only with the added sprinkling of death and annihilation that is the territory of illness. Literature was our favourite game. Johanna and I introduced each other to authors and themes, to eras and regions and singular works, to older books and contemporary books and books of different genres. We had similar tastes, but opinions divergent enough to make our discussions interesting. There were certain things we didn't agree on. Oates, Bukowski, others that left us both unmoved, Gordimer, fantasy, and some we both loved. Klaus Östergren, Eivind Jonsson's Krylon trilogy, Lessing. I could tell how she felt about a book based on how fast she worked her way through it. If she was reading fast, Kundera, all crime fiction, I knew she was bored and rushing to be done. And if she was going too slow, The Tin Drum, all sci-fi, she was equally bored but had to struggle to reach the last page. She thought it was her duty to finish a book she'd started, just as she finished all her courses, papers, and projects. There was a deep-rooted sense of obedience in her, a kind of deference to the task at hand, no matter how hopeless it might seem. She must have got that from her parents, from their creativity and unflappable dedication. In her view, this commitment to completion allowed her to enter the future unencumbered, a way of maintaining what she called a clean slate. Life, in Johanna's world, was lived in one direction, and that direction was forward. Only forward. It's how we differed from each other. I rarely completed anything big. After a year of temping in various Presbyeron convenience stores, I enrolled in multiple university courses, all of which I would end up either dropping or...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?